Okay, look. For the record, I think this whole thing is dumb. I mean, you're depressed. And I'm supposed to handle this? Me. The merc with a mouth am supposed to comfort you. Who the f*** would believe that? Wait. Are you seriously f***ing censoring me? What part of merc with a mouth did you not understand, you stupid s***? I mean, really? Okay, fine. I'm cool. You want me to play by the mouse's rules? I will. Now look, you. What's wrong with you? I get that. You're sad. Boo-hoo. I mean, come on. I'm freaking Deadpool. I kill people. I don't tell them to feel better or shit like that. See, that's where you're wrong. This wasn't by chance. Somewhere out there, there's a girl with glasses typing furiously and making this happen. It's a setup. I mean, listen to my voice. Talk about a knockoff Ryan Reynolds. This whole thing is a setup, written by someone who likes to live in these self-indulgent fantasies and encouraged by people who like to... Whoa, whoa, whoa! Where do you think you're going? Crazy. You're not the first to say that. But the jury's still out on them. But technically, you're wrong. I'm really quite sane. Well, at least according to the last psychiatrist I saw. But this isn't about me, okay? The writer expects me to drop everything and show up here to comfort you. I mean, what should I even say? Sorry, your life sucks? Look, I don't do the comfort thing. Not who I am. I'm a mercenary. Very good at killing people. Healing people is kind of not my thing. Helping them? Well, it depends on who's footing the bill. I'm still waiting on my invite to the Avengers. Until then, I go wherever the money leads. Cynical? Please. I just do what others are too noble to do. I mean, come on. There's someone out there you'd want dead, right? I can make that happen. For a hefty fee. I mean, I'm not a charity here. Anyways, we're getting sidetracked. Point is, I'm not the comforting type. I don't have the sappy words or affirmations to calmly whisper to you. Plus, super creepy. I don't know why you're feeling depressed, but I'm not the guy to make you feel good. Well, you've got a mouth on you. Or at least, you would if they could hear you. In audios like these, you're silent. 'Cause you're a stand-in, sweetheart. For all the people listening out there. Hi. Wait. Okay, fine. I'll play ball. I mean, I rarely get screen time in these types of videos. Which, you know... makes sense when you think about it. Not like I'm as charming as Spider-Man or Goody Two-Shoes Captain America. So, depressed, huh? Go ahead. Tell me why you'd be more depressed than a man with a face like this. Oh, wait. They can't see that. Never mind. Look. You've seen the movie, right? Or the comics, I'm kind of a big deal. I don't know why else you'd be listening to this. Just picture that face. That's what you just saw. I'm not talking to myself. Not right now, at least. Well, let's get back on track. So you clicked on this video because you either were curious to see if the princess could pull off a Deadpool script, or you're interested in what Deadpool would actually say. Here's the deal. Feelings suck. Being sad sucks. It's a fact of life. No one can be happy all the time. Some people are more sad than others, and they get all over their brain. I'm guessing you fall into the latter category. Question then becomes, what are you supposed to do when your brain screws you over? I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to them, out there. You're the stand-in. Just let me go with this, okay? Unfortunately, you can't kill depression. Can't shoot in the head. Bummer. I'm sure you know about coping mechanisms and self-care and what other stuff Oprah and her pals are going on about. You want someone to tell you that you're going to be okay? Am I that type of guy? Probably not. But you know, things can surprise you. You're going to be okay. I mean that, truly. And I'm not just saying that because the girl with the glasses is making me. I'm saying it because out of all the crap I've seen, there's one thing I've learned. People are stubborn. You think they're just going to lay down and quit, but nope. They keep going, and that's what you'll do. You'll put one foot in front of another, and then you'll find that one day you're doing better. And maybe you think, yeah, right, Deadpool. What would you even know about a very complicated mental illness? Hey, I'm no professional. I fully believe in seeking out help. Talk to a therapist, talk to a doctor, talk to your cat. They can help you out better than I can. But maybe you just need a little push. A little reminder that things will work out. Kind of like the taste of a chimichanga that you have before a big contract. So, you ready? No, you're not ready. Take a deep breath in. Shake your body out. You've been sitting there too long, haven't you? Jeez, go get some sunshine after this. Okay, ready? Profound wisdom coming your way. It will get better. This feeling you have, that crappy feeling that is dragging you down, it's gonna end. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but it will. Maybe it takes a good night's rest, maybe it takes meds and therapy, but it always ends. Always. Yeah, you can take my word on that. So, feeling better? Comforted? I'm going to take that silence as a yes. My job is done. At least for now, I hope. That crazy writer will probably drag me in to do some more stupid other mess. Next time, make it a cool Avengers action script! Something with more guns! And death! Anyway, you good? We good? Great. Oh, come on. I know that look. You want a hug? Yes, you do. Come on, bring it in. There you go. Nice, warm, sweat-smelling hug. All right, off you go. Be a butterfly. Fly, fly away, little butterfly. That's it, okay? That's the end of the video. No, seriously, there's nothing else. Lupin has nothing else for you. You're lucky you even got this script. Whatever. I'm out of here. F*** all of you.